Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
This is the Royal Blue Podcast from the Liverpool Echo, giving you the inside track on all the big talking points from Goodison Park.
Everybody, Sheffield Wednesday 0 Everton 2. The Blues are safely through to the fourth round of the League Cup, and not something we've been able to take for granted, certainly not this, in this competition, given the problems we've had over the years, of course, in even getting to this stage. So, a far from perfect performance. The manager acknowledging that the second half was not up to his liking, and that his instruction at half time to go out and kill it with an early third goal was not obviously met. And obviously, Sheffield Wednesday had chances and spurned some chances, but ultimately the damage was done inside the first 10 minutes. Dominic Calvert-Lewin scoring two goals in 4 minutes, to be more specific. And really, Everton didn't look under any great threat. Yes, there were some concerning moments. As I say, Wednesday had a couple of opportunities, but never really did you feel overly concerned that this was going to be a capitulation that would have harked back to maybe that Millwall game, perhaps, in the FA Cup last season, as an example. The Blues controlled most of this largely. As I say, it wasn't in the second half particularly stylish in any regard, and it was quite scrappy and fragmented. The first half was decent, and Marco was speaking about that afterwards, you know, and there was plenty of chances in the first half to have made it 3, maybe even 4-0, and really have put it to bed, and any lingering doubt would have been extinguished. But I think at the end of a difficult week, end of a difficult few days, a victory is some relief, isn't it? And look, the manager was in a pressurised situation. Whether that pressure from external sources and obviously the understandable and frustration and worry amongst the fan base, whether that was actually going to materialise into anything more significant had this gone badly this evening, I don't believe that would have been the case. But nevertheless, there was pressure going into this game on the manager, because defeat would have been unsavoury, wouldn't it? But the Blues did a job, and he made changes, and I think, you know, for some supporters that may have heightened that sense of pressure and worry, because he made 5 changes, and this wasn't the strongest 11 Marco could have picked, but it was good enough to do the job. And you know, the Blues progress into the next round of the Cup, and long may this run continue.
The Royal Blue Podcast from the Liverpool Echo.
This is Chris Beasley reporting from the Liverpool Echo from Hillsborough, where Everton have progressed into the fourth round of the Carabao Cup with what proved to be a routine 2-0 victory over Sheffield Wednesday. The Blues went into this game under great pressure, having lost 2 Premier League fixtures, and Marco Silva apparently coming under increasing pressure given those results. But the Blues boss would have been relieved of those 4,000 plus travelling Evertonians in the Leppins Lane end, as he saw his side cruise into an early 2-goal lead. Everton making 5 changes from the weekend, a few eyebrows raised there whether that was too many for Silva and what had become a must-win fixture for him in many accounts. But Sheffield Wednesday boss Gary Monk topped that with 8 changes himself, and was perhaps indication of the realism behind Sheffield Wednesday's aspirations in this competition. And Everton made that golfing class pay in the early moments. They actually have overcame an early scare when Tom Davis gave away possession early on, and was relieved to see Jordan Pickford pull off an excellent save. But from that point onwards, Everton took control. It's a great crossfield pass by Jibril Sidibe, playing at right back in place of captain Seamus Coleman this evening, picked out Dominic Calvert-Lewin for his first goal, and the former Sheffield United man returning to the city of his birth crashed in his first goal off the crossbar. He didn't have long to wait for his second, and within 10 minutes the Blues had doubled the advantage. A nice move down the left involving both Iwobi and Bernard was finished by Calvert-Lewin, who slid in for an easy second. Truth, the Everton number 9 should have had a hat-trick, missed a headed chance which could have made it 3-0, but from that point onwards Everton thankfully were in control, and given the struggles they've had when they've fallen behind under Silva, as we saw it against Wednesday's neighbours United at the weekend, it was a relief really that they were able just to keep Wednesday at arm's length in the second half and go through with the minimum fuss and put themselves in the hat for the fourth round, and hopefully go into this weekend's fixture at home to Premier League champions Manchester City with a lot more confidence.
The Royal Blue Podcast from the Liverpool Echo.
Marco, a good start in a game like this, a potentially difficult game, it must be fantastic for a manager not to have one goal but two goals in the first 10 minutes.
Yeah, it was really important for us to started well the game, and with two early goals, and I like the first half. Our first half was good. We created more chances to score even with some moments. The first two goals, they are first in one offensive transition, in a good offensive transition, after the second goal in one good moment, and with the combination after the pass, last pass to Alex to Dominic, and we keep doing the same the first half. Of course, they had that chance in the first moment, very good save the Jordan, but we were the best team all the first half, created more chances. Dominic with some more chances, Richardson as well. Second half, we have spoken half time to try to score as fast as you can the third goal to kill the game. Of course, you know, with the third goal, normally you can kill the game always when you are winning 2-0. It's a little bit dangerous, but we try to control more the game with the ball with our back line, with Jordan. Some moments you have to put the ball more forward to control the game in our offensive middle, and that, in that moment after, to create more chances. But we control the game. I don't remember so many chances for them. We control the game. We deserve the win, and we'll play the next round. Was the most important thing for us.
Did Dominic, does it give you a problem now? Because he played very well, he took his chances. You've got other expensive strikers. Does he have a chance to be part of your plans this season as a starter?
Dominic?
Yes.
If you look, Dominic was the striker, started more games with me this season. Until now, he's a striker with more time on the pitch, playing more games as well. Important to him to score twice. He had more one or two chances to score, to make the act trick, but he did well, scoring the important moment of the game. Really important to him to win more confidence in the last three games, scored three goals. Let's hope he continue in this way.
I mean, did the team actually, you know, you called on the team to respond well to Saturday. I mean, are you happy with, you know, with their response?
I'm happy. And what I asked them to do, for us to do, the end what we did, our first game in Carabao Cup, what we did against Lincoln, that pleasure. I saw our team to play in some moments, like we were serious, like we respect our goals, and we went inside the pitch to win the game, is what they did tonight, and of course I'm pleased to see.
How difficult was it to block everything out, Marco, in the build-up after what had happened at the weekend and the reaction? Was it difficult to focus the players again?
No, not difficult. Of course the time was short, like you know, everything too fast. We played Saturday. Not many time to prepare the game. Next game we try to recover, and after Monday, full focus on the game, analyzing the our opponent, what we should do, or to do different things than what we didn't do the last Saturday. But it's our job, and it's we are professionals. You know, when stop, even if you are not happy, let's analyze why, and let's put all focus in the other game. It's always like that, and for us it's something normal, natural for us to do. And you did the same after the Saturday match.
How important is this competition to your season?
Since the first day we were so clear about our goals to the three competitions we have, and of course in the two cups, Carabao and FA Cup, will be really important competitions for us, and I think we are showing that since the first game, And now it's to prepare the next one, but Carabao Cup is a really important competition for us.
You played quite a strong side today. Do you feel the players that you played took the opportunity today?
Yeah, but we made five changes. Of course, we play with a strong side because we have quality. And if I'm saying all of them, they are important. I don't like to change 7, 8, 9 players because it's not because they don't have quality, but it's good if you change so many players for one game to the other, just in special situations. If some of them they are really tired or not, we have to look for each situation in the right way. But we change 5 players. But if I'm saying all of them they are important, if you have quality and some of them they are working hard to get this space in the team, now is the moment for me to give this chance to some of them. And of course, Sidi, Mason, Tom. Okay, we changed the striker for this game, and after we start also with Alex in a different position behind the striker, and they show to me the quality, the desire to play, and this is the most important thing.
You've had a couple of difficult cup ties, but you're still in there. How do you assess Everton's start to the season?
Of course, you look for both competitions in a different way. Carabao Cup, we are doing what we should do. Of course, tough matches is always really tough. You can see what's happened tonight with Tottenham. It's always really difficult competitions. You never know when you play away more because all the teams, they look to that special day to play against the Premier League teams. You know all these type of competitions they are. But we did what... And we respect the competition, respect our goals, and we did what we wanted, and we win the game. Of course, it came from a bad result at home to the Premier League. Now is the moment for us to react. We did tonight, rest to prepare the next one. Of course, you cannot change the last home game no more because it's already done. We have to prepare well the next one.
Thank you.
How's Mina? When he went down later, it looked like it was going to be a bad one. He got up. And...
was a strong kick, you know, that moment when the Sheffield when the player will shoot, he put strong as well this foot. He felt a little bit, that moment looks a little bit more, looks nothing special, but let's see how it will be tomorrow.
Not the same foot that there was?
No. Yeah. Looks nothing in the same zone.
How do you think, you mentioned the Wobi playing behind the striker, how do you think he did, and does it give you maybe an idea for him to do that in the league?
When we signed with him, we knew... here in Premier League, he's playing more out wide, coming from the left. He's a position he's doing more the last few seasons. But you know as well, in national team, okay, it's a different competition. It's not like Premier League. The pace is different. Everything is different. But he play more behind the striker. Almost all the time he play national team, he play behind the striker also, as offensive midfielder, second striker. And tonight was a good moment for us to see him there, try to put more creativity in the game, in the team, with Bernard, with him, Richardson behind our striker, but he can play in both positions. He can do well in both. We work during the week with him in both situations. Also, it's up to me after to decide.
You've been listening to the Royal Blue podcast from the Liverpool Echo.